Shus Rabbi Moiria. There are two sugyas in Simchas Sheni Aleph Perches, the sugya of Tilta Matzad, which we focus on today, the sugya of Tilta Begufa, Rabbi Moiria tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
We have a sugya that we give days about Mesa Mutu Bachamo, Bachlokes Ram and Shmuel, if you can put the Mesa in one bend to another. They didn't tell to me that sad. One holds it is tell to me that sad, one holds it is not tell to me that sad. Says Gemara, maybe it's Machlokes Tanoim, but Matzilim a Mesa from a Deleko. That Rav Shimon Lokus says a person can, Masha in Kain the Chachomim. Gemara says, no, Lukula Alma the Lokus is tell to me that sad, Shmei Totel. However, since a person is Baal al Mesa, if he might come to do an act of Shivoi, if Rav Shimon Lokus came along to be Mekel over here. The simple reading of the Gemara is that according to Shmuel, that he holds the Tilta Matzad is Loish Mei Tilta, be Machlokes over here between Rishim Ben Lokush versus the Chachamim. Masha Enkein, according to Rav, it comes out, Lukul Alma is Shmei Tilta, except you have a special Hepto over here inside the Sugya of Kibur. Speaks out Tosfos. The fact that Gemara said to Lukul Alma Shmei Tilta, and it's Machlokes over here of Kibur, and did not come along and say, Lukul Alma Loish Mei Tilta, and Machlokes by the case of Tilta Gomer. We see over here, they pass in Tiltum Matzad, Shmei Tiltum. That means we have one sugya, Tosfos speaks out, the Rosh speaks out clearly, that we have a whole Tiltum Matzad, Shmei Tiltum. If so, built upon this, come along, we'll be showing them and ask basically three basic questions. Number one, we have a Gemara in Daf Kuf Chav Gimel, and the sugya of Kol HaKelim. The Gemara brings down a case of Pogo. We have this figure over here, that you wanted to Tomen, do a Tomen inside the case of Tevin, to ripen it. Says the Gitana Kamo, if it depends if it's Mekul, but Mixas or not, you can take it out. Come along, Lozer Ben Tudoi, and says, no, even if it's not Megul, but Mixas, take a kush, take a pin, stick it inside, pick it up. And the Gemara says, we see over here that we pass this Madi Omer, but Lozer Ben Tudoi, and Tiltum Matzad, Loi Shmei Totol. If you have a Kash Lalocho, we seem to be saying over here that Tiltum Matzad is Shmei Totol. Yep, but the case of Pog, by taking out this fig over here, the Locha is that a person can take the pin and stick it up inside this fig and take it out, Loi Shmei Totol. One question, a second Shiloh. The sugya that cooked them aleph in Parakolim, the case of a polga, case of a tznoin of a radish, kamum amri bei rab yeshiva rab. It says whether it's lamaylo lamato or lamaylo lamaylo, whether it's water on top or water on the bottom. The loch is a right for the mission over there. Kasha gaber mito. The loch is tiltum atzad lo yishmei total. And Tosfos speaks out. Can rab and his yeshiva argue with each other? The talmidim of the yeshiva, do they argue with the Rosh Yeshiva or not? Is it a kasha? It's a mussar to understand each one of the dike its own way, because the Talmidim argue with the Rebbe. Maaseh Tosfos says, the Amr Bei Rav says like Rav. The Talmidim say like Rav, if so, it's a serious halacha. Over here, Rav is saying, the halacha is Shmei Totol. Yet the Yeshiva is saying, Lo Shmei Totol. Levad, the Talmidim will not argue upon the Rebbe. A Tosfos Gasha. A third point over here, Kamon Tosfos says, the case over here is case of Shokach. You forget about it. Tosfos is a kasha. How can the Talmidim argue on this, Rebbe?
What's it called? To be Rav, then you can have a shayla if you're arguing on the
Rebbe. The Lamaisa, Tosfos had a third kasha here. Negate the case of Shokach. And Aloch is the Chor, Tiltum Matzad, Lamaisa is Motor. So if so, one of the rules will say over here, the Chor is the case of Shokach. And we want to say, Tiltum Matzad, Shmei Tiltum. Three different kashas. Come on, all the Yishonim, the same Yisoid, a very important Yisoid over here. It depends why you're doing Tiltum Matzad. Doing Tiltum Matzad Letzarech Dover Isser, doing in the case of Letzarech Hameis, doing in Mitzad, you want the Evan, rack on top of the Chavis, or the Moish at top of the car, Letzarech Dover Isser, then it's Osir. Masha Enkin, doing Tiltum Matzad Letzarech Dover Heter, the Pogo, the Pulg over here, whether you want to use the pillow, you want to use the Chavis, Letzarech Dover Heter, the Mice is Mutter. Now, the Rosh and the Ran, they're saying it over on the words of the Rif. The Rif's words are a little bit ambiguous. It says, by the case of a mace and the case of an Evan, there is not Letzarech Shabbos. Masha Enkin, the case of Eichel, you come to eat it on Shabbos. It says, the Rosh Liran, the mace means the same Yisrael, the same concept over here. The Tiltum Matzad, Letzarech Dover Isser, is Shmei Totol. Letzarech Dover Heter, is Loi Shmei Totol. Again, the R of the Pshat in the Rif, and the Ravon Zetshuva has three Pshat in the Rif. The mace, come out all the Shem, whether it's Pshat in the Rif or not, they have a Yisrael over here. The Tiltum Matzad, Letzarech Dover Isser, is Shmei Totol. Mashaykin, Tzarek Tov Heter is Lo Shmei Totol. Alok Maisa, Leilu Masor, Simon Shindil Alef Sirches, we clearly pass it like that. Now, what's the lumpus behind it? and it'll be simple nafkaminas to understand the yisoid over here with its practicalities behind it. There's one way to say over the way the riff of the sugyo and Dachim Dalit, he says over the betim totum atzad ishmei totum. Except since the tzar Shabbos over here, the words of the Ritva is, it's either itiru chazal, or he says the loshem of akilu chazal, since it's the tzarech Shabbos, kemul chazal, amaisdeh mekel. Since it's not a straight up total, not to be a dying mamish, during the case of total matzad, kemul chazal is the tzarech Shabbos, the tzarech heter, lemaisel we mekel. We'll get to see why that's the das mishnah brua. I mean, it comes out be'ikir, the Ritva saying, total matzad is shmei total, but the tzarech of a heter, chazal, lemaisel we mekel. A second way of saying it over, the Chaznish, Kedarkoi, he says, really, you have to understand, when you look at a pool, what's happening over here, how do you misyachas the act that he's doing? If you look at the act, he's coming to move Isser, so we see the act of moving Isser. That's Tiltum Atzad, Shmei Total. You see him over here coming to move Heter, but something's blocking him from shaking off the Isser, so therefore you see the act of moving Heter over here. That means he has a concept over here, what does the person see? What's the act being misyachas to? For Isser, Total Isser. For Heter, Total Heter. Says, for example, Taisha discusses you have fly inside your drink. Taisha says, disgusting, that mice and the fly is bottled, no problem, muksa. Says the Chaznish, what do you mean? He says, when a person has a fly inside a drink and he's taking it out, I mean, discussing the sugyo boyo, the espit on the sugyo muksa, says the Chaznish, but you see, tikkun oichel, I'm fixing the wine. I am moving the fly. The fly about this muksa. I'm tikkun oichel, I'm fixing the wine over here. Fixing the wine, that's called, I mean, misiachas, the heter, I'm doing a pulas heter. Ke'en risor, or in another example, the Chaznish, you have lint on your jacket. You want to take off the lint, or you have cyrus in your safe, you want to brush it off. What are you coming to go do? You fix your jacket, clean your jacket, not moving muksa. You're cleaning something. This concept we see when you learn the sugya of Baino and Saiser. Take a chavis and you break a bekas, so the Chaznish, even ister ice of Saiser. Have you come to get the food out? What do you see? You're getting the food out. That mice is mortar. You saw the same Chaznish to get to Korea. Ripping something on Shabbos, myself, even stir a dry some kureya. Come and get the food out. That's literally get a pulas oichel, get the food out. So the Chaznish has a concept built upon the idea of Malach Moshevis. Tell me what you're doing. You're coming to move Isser, that's total mukso. Coming to move Heter, that's total Heter. That's no problem. I just a side point of Isser, so what? I just a side point of destroying Chavis, I'm coming to get the food out. That's his avon over here. Totum Atzad, that's you.
Well,
fine, that's true, that's how far you took it. But usually we see it in play by Totum Atzad. You see this counter very clearly by Totum Atzad.
So, why do you have to come in from the
outside? Why pick up with your hands for?
That's how
I know, you're picking up, they're picking up mooks over here. Keeping up mooks, though. By Totum Atzad, it's. We have a specific kidney that's bottled. We'll get to more, we'll see other cases. Yes. We see by chavas, it can be the rice, it can be mutter. We're the same thing. Here, what am I doing? One time I'm moving muksa, one time I'm moving heter. Asad HaShlishi, a third malach, there's Azru over here. He seems to understand, Fakir Tutum Atzad, Loishmei Total. But when he comes to move Isser, the Chashash over here might come to pick it up, the dying, and not do a case of Tutum Atzad. The Ever Chazal will graze upon it. That's what Hashem Yonison explained, Shad HaAzru, Beke Loishmei Total. But especially Gezeira, you might come to Matal to be a dying. It's a Shmei Total, but especially Gezeira. No, Loi Shmei Total. Except, when you come to Matal to be a we might come to a Total to be a dying. Now, there might be another Pshat or Azura or Mithilka Bonin. That seems to be the Mahalach. It comes out to be clear, there are three Mahalachim over here. There's either the Richard Mahalach is Shmei Total, but the Kilo of Atiru Chazal. We have the Azura, the Mahalach is Loi Shmei Total. Except, Kemlo Chazal may special Gezeira over here, you might pick it up be a dying. And then we have the Chazish, it depends. You come to move Isser, then the person sees Shmei Total. You see, Mim Mithalka Mukso. You come to move the Heter, Loi Shmei Total. Three different ideas how to stand alone this over here. With his column, with his ideas. Now, the way the Chunim they usually say over, is they'll put the Azur to the side, and we'll understand it. They usually say over the two Malcolm, the Chaznish versus the Ritva. And we'll speak out the Berkir, seven nafkaminas, speak out four or five nafkaminas, what the oneness over here is. One shell is, why in the world do we have to near first? That means we learn the loch and simon shintes of Kimmel and the Sevdalid. A person has either a case of a bosses, that's something that is Issa Veheter, that's of Kimmel, or a case of a bosses, a case of a shakak, only Issa. Loch in both cases is first you have to go to near. You can't do near, then do tiltum atzad. Pick up the chavis and take the evan with it. But first you have to do near. What do you have to first do near for? Speaks on the Mishnah Berurah and Simush the test of cotton yud. He says, because since you have an eitzah of what to take off the muksa, lo yikil b'zeh, because that will not make upon this tiltum atzad. I mean, since you have another eitzah how to deal with this muksa, you can shake off the evan off the chavis, and it will not ruin the payrus over here. Therefore, lo yikil b'zeh. Point on the achronim, sounds like Mishnah Berurah is going with Mahalach, or the Ritva. That tiltum atzad, yikilu, yitiru, Mashaykin, you can go to near. Why be a kilo? Why be a tier? We have another option. Go shake it off. Maisachad, just where he says over, he explains why you have to go to near for. He was saying, when I'm moving over here, that Heter, coming Mashaykin's back to me, if I can be Narit, and I don't be Menar, why am I not being Menar for? I want to move it to the Isser. Therefore, the Isser can be Mashaykin's back to me, I mean, Metal to Muxo. Bishlam, if I cannot be Menar, Mashaykin, the Sugir Hefsid, could serve me Kaimai. So therefore, something's blocking me. I'm only coming to move the chavis over here. So fine, I have this iser here. I don't want to move the iser. Something's blocking me for shaking off the muksa. So what am I moving? I'm only moving heter. And something's blocking the iser to stay on this chavis. Mashaykin, nothing's blocking it. So why am I moving the iser for? Elamai, can I want to move the iser? So the siach is back to me. Siach is back to me. I can't move muksa on Shabbos. That's how the chanish is over.
Or the
chanish,
he doesn't care.
He, so shake it off. We don't do it for no reason. That's how the chanish is over. You can argue with him. That's what he says. Maisa comes out, the whole one after me, you know what the lumps over here is. What's the side over here? Why by near you have to go do first? According to where the Mishavuah says over, the idea of the Ritva, Loi Kilu Chazal. Masha'enke, the Chanish is saying over your side, is shake it off. Because otherwise, it's Messiah, it's back, the Issa to you. Second after me, you know, is what defines, we have a tiltum and sound, the Surf Dover Heter. What is this Surf Dover Heter? What's the Kimt over here? So the newest cases speak out, some are very clear. That means, for example, a person wants has a chavis with money on top. He wants to use a chavis to get the wine out. That's a case of tiltum atzad, tzarf dover heter, I want the chavis. That's one case. You want the object of a pillow with money on top. I want to shake off the money, so I want to use the pillow or the chavis. That's very simple. This is second kimto tzarf dover heter, is I don't want the pillow, I don't want the chavis, but I want the place where the pillow is, underneath it. I want a place where the chavis is. That's called tiltum atzad, the tzarf dover heter. That's very clear. Both of them, you saw Aloch and Simish and Tess of Dalit in the case of Sefei, and the gave the case of the mace also in Sefei. You saw the Aloch is you want the place of the mace or the bed. No problem. Either one's called Tilman Sazar of Dovaheter. Let's say a person wants to move something because he wants Sark Dovaheter and he wants Sark Dovah Isser. That means he wants to move this pillow over here, or this chavis over here, because he wants to take out the wine. But you know what? He also wants to save the kesef. The money in the mace is outside. Somebody can come to go steal it. So he wants to do a tiltum atzad, let's talk over heter, and let's talk over iser. Wants to for both reasons. There's money outside, and I want wine. Is that going to be tiltum atzad, let's talk over heter, let's talk over iser? Says the Shvat Sifcha, we're talking about the Shayim Nukso. Says the Shabbat Yonison, well, let's analyze it. Feed the Mishnah Berurah, and feed the Chazanish. If you understand these sayings over here, because Chazal Akilu Atiru, Betzad, Tzark Tov Heter, I can't tiltum atzad, Shmei Total. So here, Meister, I want to move the chavis. I want to get the wine out. A kilo or two. What? That's true. But tiltum atzad shmei total. The kilo b'tzad tzarf dover heter. Mash, I can record the chazis. The side over here is what? Is because what's misyachis back to me? Where I want the heter is heter. But here, then I also want the iser. It's also being misyachis back to me. Tiltum muksa. Meister cannot be metal to muksa. Here, they point out the chazis is by the sugyo garguim. Why in the world, by the pick of a child, is not a case of tiltum atzad. That you want the child over here, and you also want the muksa, the evidence on his hand to calm him down. Says the Chanush, you know why? Sarach Tavah Heter the kid, and Sarach Tavah Isser, because you want the evidence to calm the kid down. When Sarach Tavah Isser, and Sarach Tavah Heter, that do not have a heter, you say tiltum atzad, lo yishmei total. Then Mr. Yach is back to you, and shmei total. Lishitosa, says the Chanush, what's the locha? The mice is osir. Why? Because the side of here, I want the Evan, I want Metatul Evan, the Siach back to the deer, I'm being Metatul Muksa. Sada Shani of Shlomo Zalman wants to be Starif, and they point out, of course, Yaivitz, not the way, said Sartov, it's a Sartov Heter, it wants to be Mekel. According to Ritz, according to Mishnah, it's very good, Ikilu Hitiru, because Alamaisa Mekel, Sartov Heter.
Why isn't it like
Minar?
You, because of the
hefset
of the moment, you're allowed to take it elsewhere and
shake
it off.
It's not
the
hefset. I want
to
pick up
the
Evan. I have
das
for Evan.
Over there, I have the same thing. I have das, not the. The
over there, there is not. There, I want the chovet that I don't give, not mitzvah the money.
But why?
Another case.
Speaking
of Mr. Malcolm, the another case is discussed. The Tiltum and Sad circle. I had to want to find it. Let's do Tiltum and Sad because we might see have a case of a klish shemakul iser. Tiltum and Sad circle of a iser is oser. Circle of a heter is mutter. That means the case we're discussing always the evan is money. It's cases that mukta machmas gufay. What about the klish machmas iser? You have a case of a hammer over here. You want to save it. What is that? Is that tilted on the side of the iser or the heter? How do you look at the klish machmas iser? Is it iser or heter? Says Olitzian. Well, we know, he says Olitzian, that klish machmas iser is not mukta. It's only gzeres total. Therefore, you want to move a chavis with a hammer on top. Why is it mukta for us? Gzeres total, the klein shito. Pashas, it depends upon the chakiro. What's he study klish machmas iser? Go like the Mishnah Berurah, we point out three times already. Go like the Chai Odom, call the Pirmut Odom. Let's quickly get a mukso. Well, it's a concept of mukso over here. If we're talking about silence, it's over here. It's also. Not for Olitzin. Now, there are those who say it's before Shalway, it's Nichol and Mukso Machos Gupa, Shalm Hainison. I heard of Shmuel Feld give a shiur about this. Hashim, before Shalway, when you learn the Lachan Simish and Chesed Gimel. Over in this class, the case of Klish Shemak Lisser. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's on the floor, Mecham Latzel, how do you go save it? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know how? You kick it with your foot, and therefore he gets a Baal Machlokes, the Rosh and the Ran, is a Heter Tiltum Gufoy, with your foot or not. Then once they call the Rosh, or he passes him, he says, Mutter, and not like the Ran. Now, if you understand that the idea over here of kicking Mukso, the best is like Tiltum Latzad, even according to the Ran, the Mishnah should be Mutter, because it's Nichol Get Tiltum Latzad, so I have a Heter. You see, clear from Mishnah Berurah, the Magar Rom, the fact that they say by Klish Shemach Issa, they send you to Machlokes or Tiltum Begufoy, then not say it's the Kuli Alma. You see, clearly from the Magar Rom, Mishnah Berurah, that Mukta Machmas Gufoy and Klish Shemach Issa is the same category, same halacha, under the idea of Tiltum Atzal Tzarkt over Issa. Maisa came out, first of all, we said three nafkaminas, two nafkaminas. Number one, we said, what is the side behind Nair? Is it the side over here, Tiru or Kilu? He said, all the side over here, Mitzan. Once we misyaks back to you, a second nafkamino, we say it's served over Issa, it's served over Heter. Say a third nafkamino, very basic nafkamino. When a person is moving Issa for the stamshus of the chifetz that's Heter, is that tiltum and sad served over Issa, it's served over Heter? Very simple case. You have neiros on the table. Your table, let's say, is on a posse, you have chalas menesh moshes. You want to move it now, it's on the light. You're sitting, well, place the tables over there. You want to move it over closer to have the light. Are you allowed to use the light on Shabbos? Besides reading a book, I'm not allowed to. No problem. Light's mutter. Is it ner mukso? Is a flame mukso 100%? Is that called tiltum and sand that's served over a heter? The light? Or is that tiltum and sand served over iser, the ner? Do you look at the chefzer shabai? Or do you look at the shtamshir shabai? Which one exactly do you look upon? The object, mukso. The light is tamshus is mutter. Is that served over iser, served over heter? So there's one simple case. So there's a makar mizarama. It's been reishai involved in the makar sheet. The more discusses the case when you want to go down to amarte for seller, and it's dark, they won't get you. Take out your wine. So it says Ramah, go tell a guy, take with him a candle in there. And bring it with him. It says Ramah, it's a rak tiltu ba'almo, and therefore it's only muksa, no problem. Tell the guy to go take a candle with him. That it sounds like over here, go tell the guy to move muksa la maisa's mutter. However, the loch and sim reish ain't test, says Ramah before us, you cannot tell a guy to move any muksa, cannot tell him to move in there, says Ramah, unless you make it snai on the nair that's not muksa. You have to make it snai. We'll get to the mong the paiskim why even if that doesn't work. But only said Ramah, only Bederech tonight. In fact, the Magavam Mishnah Berurah lechuz estiro. How in the world could Ramah Reish Ein Vav say, go tell a guy, to go move in there, to go inside and see the market, see what's there. Yet, says Ramah, go tell a guy to move in there on Shabbos and Muxel. Tell him to do Amil Nochi, Muxel, my says also. Says the Magavam, brought down with Mishnah Berurah, it depends, why you tell him to take the Nair. In Reish Ein test, tell him to take the Nair, you know why? To save the candle. Hefted. gets stolen. You want to save it. That, there's no hetter pilta muksa, but it's like a sugya gneva, it's like a sugya hefset. You're telling the guy, his words are, let's analyze it. Can you take the nair with you, yourself, Yisrael, to the market, to the seller? Starts with Mishavuah number one, he says, if you do tiltum minatzat, therefore, you'll have a heter, because you'll need it. If tiltum minatzat, serve to have a heter, you'll have a heter. So now, how do you do tiltum minatzat in Yisrael? He says, very interesting, you have two cases. Either you put the candle in between your elbow, and you hold it like this, you're walking around with it. That he calls tiltum minatzat, not tiltum minatzat. Or he says, Mishavuah says it, Bansila Yoda, put a candle over here, tiltum minatzat. Mishavuah says not the way, not like the grass, right, exactly. Or he says, in another case over here, you put your candle benachur yodov, hold it like this, and you walk around. So he says, number one, if he saw the tiltum atzad for the nair of the maestas motor. Number two, how do you do tiltum atzad? He says, put the candle between your elbow or behind your hand. And number three, he says, therefore, goy has the darga of a tiltum atzad. There's one darga less than Yisrael. If he still can do tiltum atzad, a goy can go maestas go carry it. Therefore, since he comes to use the nair of the maestas motor, three chedushim in the Mishnah Berurah. Focus on one of them. That means he had one chiddush that between your elbow and behind your hand is tiltum minatzad, not tiltum begufa. We'll get back to that tomorrow. He has another chiddush that a goy has together of one less of a darga of tiltum minatzad. We'll also have to get back to. A third thing, the gerit to us over here, he's saying that the idea of tiltum minatzad starts over heads is what's for the nair, for the light, in black and white. He's calling it tiltum minatzad of the shtavshe gam and elmaisis mukst over here. So we see on Mahalach in the Mishnah Berurah. Clearly, the tiltum atzad, sort of a heter, a gam the chetzes is mukso, have the shtamshes the meiser is heter, then light is heter. Come on, Lushulchan Aruch, we're having conscious achrin, and he points out, Lachor, the Yisoy, the Mishnah Berurah, obviously the grass before the Mishnah Berurah, but the Yisoy, the Mishnah Berurah, that light is called. Tiltum atzad, sort of a heter, Lachor really depends upon the machleks of the Yishayin, the Avon, the Sugil of tiltum atzad. That means the Ilm Sor, Taisus, Adachim Gimel, the Elm Sur, the Rosh, and Perak Gimel, some of your tests, we saw the Ran, the Chof, and Beis. They all ask mysterious asurgis. This Gimel, the Gimel, and Beis say, Tiltum Atzad, Shmei Total. Yet, a Kuf Chof Gimel, a Kuf and Aleph, the Gimel said, Tiltum Atzad, Loi Shmei Total, in the case of Pogo, by Pogo, Kashaga, by Mito. Tasis, he says one simple terrors. Tiltum Atzad, Sarkt over Isser, Birth, Tiltum Atzad, Sarkt over Heter. Elm Sur, Tasis stops. The Rashba stops. The Ritva stops. Come to the Rosh, it says, however, the Ben Yoni is a Kasha. This is before Shem Mishnah, they forgot of Kasha Gabamito. Over there, you want to move the Kasha around your bed. Over there, Tiltum Atzad, Sarkt over Isser. And still, the Mishnah says it's a mutter. Says the Rosh, a pelvic chiddush. And even though Tiltum Atzad, Sarkt over also is Isser, there's noch a darga Tiltum Begufoi. Something moving with your body. Tiltum Begufoi, even Sarkt over Isser, the Mishnah is mutter. What's the source? Kasha Gav Amito. Now the Rishonim do not say the step further of any other Kasha the Teretz. They bring down the Gemara Kuf from Aleph, and the Gemara says they bring down this Gemara Pulga, and the Gemara there says Hainel Pulga is from the case of Kasha Gav Amito, and they were very happy. They stopped. Kasha stopped, the Rosh stopped, the Ritva stopped. Came to Ben Yoino, the Ran, they have a Kasha. What happened to Kasha Gav Amito? Jesus knew that. He's quoting that figure. What happened over there? So it says in Shulchan Aruch Rav, what is the kimt of kasha agave mito? What is happening? The straw on top of your bed. What are you doing with the straw on top of your bed? It says Rashi in the Mishnah, come to smooth it out, make it soft, to lie upon it. You come to go use the kash. Are you allowed to be tell the sugya muktzah to use the kash? That means even though the kash in the last talk is muktzah, unless it's Michael Behemoth says in the Mishnah, unless you're miyachidit, otherwise kash gamimita is mukso. But can you lie in kash? Can you sit on mukso? Everyone knows the halacha is you're allowed to touch mukso. You're allowed to sit on mukso. I mean, the oil says you can't touch, that's not so. A body cannot be metal to mukso. Right? You're allowed to touch it. So it comes out the idea of lying atop of mukso, the maisa vada is mutter. So therefore, the question is, the Mishnah is saying over here, kasha gamimita. Let's move it around with your body. In order to sleep upon it to go use it. Is that tiltum atzad served over a heter? Will it served over iser? Is it serch the chetzo? That's oser. But the shtamshus is mutter. That's mamash the case over here, like the case in there. To use the kash, the mice is mutter. You last sleep on it. But the chet itself, the mice is mukso. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, it comes out, places the Raj for the Ritva, they stop over there. Because why is Sultan Mansad Sarang Tov a heter? The Te'elis is a heter over here, it's going to sleep upon it. Mashiach in the Rosh, when he says the Benyana goes up further, he said, but the chet is mukso. He says, calling it Sultan Mansad Sarang Tov a iser. That's what I say, Mamish, the question we need by Ner is Machlokes Rosh versus the Rosh versus other Rishagim. Allah Lamaisa, how do you pass the case to Ner? So it says the Mishabur, again, what about by the from the Magavam, the Loch is, it's called establishes of the Heter's motor, passing away the people got him, the base mayor, Mikol Baruch, and others. Kamal Graza points out, Lukura, you're a steer's la Loch. How can you do that? That means, do we pass like the Rosh or not? Loch and Simish of Simches, we know. Mechav Paskin, the old Paskin, go tilt the Maguf for the Maisa's motor. We as the Makar tilt the Maguf. The Maisa, Tzarkhtov, Issa's motor, in the case of Kash. Let me just stand this to give Kash Agavimita, the Tzarkhtov, Issa. And even though Tzarkhtov, Issa, still we have a Chiddush, the Tzarkhtov, Issa, the Maisa, its motor. It's Tzarkhtov, why? It's, again, it's Tzarkhtov, Issa, it's called Tzarkhtov, Issa, the Tzarkhtov, Heter.
What's the Tzarkhtov,
Issa? To use the Kash.
You're using Kash,
you're not. No, 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 no.
It's not like sitting on blue. You don't move it.
I move a candle to use the light. I move the cash to use the cash. Yeah. So I'm moving the candle to use the light. Beautiful. Frech the grass. The chur you steer is blame bay. Gavaldik, you're saying. This mamish grass kasha. Frech the chukmar harav. That. If you tell me that the case of cash, you have no chiddush tilt the megufay. The whole makar tilt the megufay is only one source. Kash gavam mito.
What?
No, tilt the metzad sarach tovah heter only. Came to the Rosh and said I have a massive chiddush over here that even sarach tovah is the meisah also. That means come on. What? We'll get to it. So the Rosh is coming out with his Chiddush. That means those who want to argue there is no Luchura Heter over here by the case of Ner. That means the grass says by Ner to use a light. That's also. You can't tell me the Rosh and Paschal is working by the case of Ner. Says the grass in Ner is also. Says Tildovis and the Chanish. The Mice, the case of Ner, the Mice is also. So come down, Mice are moving in Ner towards you. Force is Tamshus. What do you call that? Is it tilt or tilt of a is it tilt of a heter? It's not like it. Mishabura, Mason the Mishabura again. He's come along to the people from the Magar Rom, and it was supposed to go this way that moving in there, not nichel together, tilt to myself with the stamshes is called heter. Mashenki in the grass, till dov the chanish, they come along and say nichel together of tilt to myself, so dov a iser, which is the nair, and therefore it's also. And they argue on this concept.
Stop.
Maisa, they point out, you have to answer the Maisa, the Mishabur. It comes out again, we have a sugya of Kasha Gavamito. Is that a case of Tzarkhtov a Heter? To lie upon it? That's the case of Ner? That you have no right to Paskin, Tzarkhtov a Guf, and Maisa's Mutter, Tzarkhtov a Iser. Elamai, you tell me, you say the Kasha Gavamito, the Tzarkhtov a Iser is Mutter, and the Chiddush of Tzarkhtov a Gufoi, you have no right to say, moving in there, you definitely get a Tzarkhtov a Heter. Of course, there's a steer over here. And the way in Megillah Sefer, he says, I'm Kasher, you, Shlomo Zalman, you want to pass him using the Nerah Nichol Ged of Heter, ice against Kasher, the Gabbai Mito. He'll say, Issam Shlomo Zalman. The Sikkel Bum says, what do you want from Shlomo Zalman? It's the people called him. What do you want from him exactly? And the Rosh Hashanah says, it's serious, and so gives him. The Shari Mukhs, they say, it's serious. Who you have to answer the Mishabur, there's, he's taking on two sides of the spectrum from the same Sugya. How to take them both on? So, Rabbi Yehuda emailed me a Teres yesterday. And I see also other Achonim Shuas Yitzchok and Sukhabon. They want a Mechalik. There are two different cases over here. Before you have to realize, in the case of Kash, is dropped in the case of Ner. The case of Kash Gavamito is Be'etzem a situation where there are two stages. I think really you're trying to grapple with. Kash Gavamito, first you're moving around to set up the bed. You'll use the bed later, you might use the bed now. But it's one act of first of setting up the bed. And there's a second act, or another half an act later on, of Kolish Damshus sleeping upon the bed. Since there are two different acts over here, once you move the cash around, that's Tilt Matzal Sarach Dover Isser. Later on, you come to use the cash, that's the Sarach Dover Heter. Mashenki the Or, when I'm moving it, it's a direct Shimush to use the light right now. You can say the Lashon of maybe I don't need the candle, I only need the flame over here. there's no shinoi in the ner over here. Different way to say over the same idea, the same concept, that the yesh l'chalek, that I do not really need the ner, I need the flame. I do not need to change anything, I just need the light over here. It's a direct shimas, one right now from the ner. That is one act, one pula, is light. Light might just come, she's a vet over here. So it could be to mechalk to the two cases, to answer the Mishnah Berurah. Like, I'm even reading the Rosh slowly. He seems to really accept the tirades of Rishonim to have the Ben Yonah had a kasha. Even if you read him slowly, sounds like he agrees is an in-between level here. Can straddle two sides over here. But Maisa, the way to answer Mishnah Berurah is that kasha is a little bit different than two dargis over here. First is set up the bed. That's Tov Ben Tzatzak Dov Isser. Then the Maisa, you have to come up to Rosh Kiddush until Tov Gufay. Mashenki, once it's set up, now I'm using it. Now, when I'm moving it right now, we look upon it being a shimush, a mesyachsu right away to the heter. The point out, Lahura, it depends what's the lumdus behind Totumatsad, the Mishabur versus Chazanish. Let's analyze it.
The problem is after you
said we'll have to look so we can get the concern to see how to apply that. Now, in this, the sugya, once the Indian says that, it depends. If you understand the story over here, the heter is batim tilt masad ishmei total, except a kilo a tiru chazal tzarek shabbos tzarek dover heter. Here also, ma'isa, I'm coming to use light, which is dover heter over here, and therefore the shitalsay ma'isa comes along tilt masad for a kilo a tiru for the tzarek shabbos that ma'isa's motor light the ma'isa's motor, and the mishmul the shitalsay says you allow move the nair for the light. That's not a shiny if you go like the Chaznish's idea over here. That Maisa, what am I moving? Tell me what I'm moving. I'm moving Muksa. No one can tell me I'm moving Heter. I'm not moving light. I'm moving a candle. No one can tell me I'm moving Heter. I'm moving a candle. I'm moving a candle. It's Tilto Muksa. Mesiach is back to me. And then with the Chaznish Lushi Tosa says, you cannot move the Nair back to you. Why? Because I'm moving Muksa over here. I can't move Nair for light because that's a side aspect of the Nair. I'm Maisa moving Muksa. Therefore, come down, they point out the Mishnah Berurah and the Chanish and Lishit also. Mishnah Berurah is saying, Lamaisa, Tilton that sad by the Ner, is Nichla get of Heter, the Tzurchitiru. Mashaeng, the Chanish says, the Tzurchitiru, what's the Shach the Tilton to be? Mukso. Therefore, the case over here is also. We'll get the Chanish, we'll get to that. We'll have to get and understand the Chanish, we'll want to argue the Mishnah Berurah, Gewaldic. Step by step. We have to answer a lot of things. They point out, if so, let's analyze it. We have a chazanish that says, "Lechor to move the ner, it's called till the mitzad tzarek tov iser." The Ma says, "Go tell a goy to take a candle with him, and go move it to the marteif." We have Ramo. How in the world does the chazanish answer the Ramo? It's Ramo. Since the shein halachas of Shchaim Knievsky, it's tzorachian. Tzorachian. It's Gavalik Mahalik over here. You have to realize Pasha is against Ramo over here. So the Pesach Chuba says it's Shos Yaakov Yitzchok. Maisa, we have Ramo that says you can tell a guy to move a candle. Why? Kash over here. Now look in the grass. He has a way to answer Ramo. His own Mahalik over here. He makes the Rishonim all the Shittos out of it. Ayin Shom. But according to Mahalik of the Chasnish, it comes out. If that's just arguing in the Mishnah Berurah and the Mark of Rom, says the B'chayim in Shana Lachas, Benzim Mechui is arguing Ramo over here. Take a fourth Nafka Mino and apply understand this sigil here. Kashu. Chaim says Kashu. I'm going to answer Chaim. This is, we learned a lot at Simon Shinches, Simch of Zayin, how in the world to clean up a table on Shabbos. Most people tell me they learned that they tell their wives to go clean it. Maisa, how do you clean up a table on Shabbos? You want to discuss, you have klipas left over. So let's say the klipas are not a case of Graf Shuri. Let's say the klipas are not where the Michael Behemo. There are eggshells over here, or you don't have any behemoths around. So I had to go metal it. Come with the time and said, I'll give you a very simple answer. It's not graph. It's not a situation that's really like Lebemo. What to go do? He said, very simple. Take a sakin, take a knife, you have this mop and this tablecloth, and push it. It's tilting minatsad. It's tilting minatsad, the mice is motor. Tilting minatsad is motor. Says the Mishabura, I'm the behater. Behater says, I have a mysterious stars. Taz, by the case of cleaning up the table, says the local beer, is the Mises motor with the case of the Sakin. Yet it Taz, by the Sugar of Mace, in Simon Shinin Aleph, El Masor, says to take a Kono, and to go push a Mace, it tilts him that sad, the Mises of that case over here is Osir. He says it has a bring a raya. Go learn the halacha simin tof mem vav by the sugya of chometz. You go look up the taz tof mem vav simkot vav by chometz. He says to go take chometz inside the house and take a kana, push it out to a case of tiltum asad. Shmei total halacha simin shinin alaf sif alaf. It's effective behitiv and betzim is before anyway, the early rabbah for the taz of stira. One time he said, take a sakin to push away your klipos tiltum asad to the masal meisim water. Yeah, but the case of a mason, case of chometz, he says, take a kono for the same idea, and push the mace away, push the chometz away, till the mitzad, till the mitzad of mice's ulcer. Respect the berhitiv and Eli Rabo, and afterwards the grass and the national and the bike tzarki and godel. How the world of the taz is taking two into the spectrum. Why the mice in the case of cleaning off your tables mean mortar? Mash enke, in the case of chometz, the mace, the mice's ulcer. To come with the taz in this, nochakasha. He says, Lechura, let's analyze even the sugya. The Gemara says you have a case of a pogo. You have this fig over here. What to go do? A blozer mitador, he says, take a pin, stick it inside, and pick it out. Take it out. So, why does it say very simple? Take a kono, push off the offer. Push off the cash. And then take it out. Push it off. He says the Gemara, you know why? The idea of taking a sakin or kono, these sticks that push things off, is not tiltum min hatzad. It's your director. You have a hand, so you have a longer hand. You just attach something to your hand. And therefore, anytime you want to take something and just an extension of your hand, it's not called tiltum atzad. Chavis you're picking up, billy you're picking up. But take something to extend it out of your hand, that's called your director, and therefore there is no heter. So, first they point out, number one, again, we have serious atas. Number two, those who want to even argue, let's say those serious, the sanctuary way to argue the taz, it's your director, the graz. Number three, Kamal v'chaznish. No, the grass. That's chometz and mace, which case of sakin. Number three, Kamal v'chaznish. And he also wants to argue on the taz for different reason. And they point out, l'shitasoy. He says the whole idea of, by case of a chovis with the evan on top, or a car with maris on top, over there, would it be metatl? Being metatl heter. Metatl heter, of isher on top. I have to shake it off, kid. Shake it off. Something's blocking me and be metatl at the end of the day. Here, what am I coming to go do? I have klipos in front of me. I'm coming to metatl mukso. What's being misyachis back to me? Why am I taking this knife and pushing it? I'm coming to move mukso. How in the world you tell me that's tiltum atzad mitzvah of a heter? I'm doing tiltum atzad to go move mukso. That's tiltum atzad mitzvah of a iser. How in the world are you calling that tiltum atzad mitzvah of a heter? Once the Chanish Lishitosoi understands the lumness of Tiltum Atzad, why it's mutter, is come to Misyach, is back to me, ask a person, what is he doing? He's saying, I am moving the klipos away. I'm moving Mukso. Tiltum the Mukso, the mice is also over here. David Chanish says, you cannot take a knife and push things away from the table. Why Tiltum Atzad served over is it to argue with the Taz? You mentioned about a month ago, that we learned following the Sugya of Graf, that Abraham Knievsky is back in the safe of time to crawl, brings down the Holgers of the Chaznish. Reb Chaim wrote over there, how in the house of the Chaznish would he clean up his house on the table on Shabbos? We tell the Bnei Beisoi, take a nir, take a napkin, and push away the perurim, the basilis, by case of tiltum and atzad, and clean up that way. Again, Chaznish says that Taz's rule cannot take a sakin. Tiltum and atzad, the ma'isa is shmei tiltus, when talked over a mukso. But says the Chaznish, in his own house, he told the Bnei Beisoi, go take sakin, go take a nir, and the meister, go clean up the sails on the table that way. It's come along numerous svarim. Shvus Yitzchak, we mentioned seven different svarim, came along and says, yes, the Chanush said to argue with the Taz and Sefer, but look, the meister is serving upon the Taz, look, the meister is serving upon the Mishnah Berurah. A fellow. So, again, be clear. The Taz come along and says it's motor. Come along, Chanishin's statement says you are wrong. In his own house, the mice is no problem. Even though I'm saying that the Taz, even though Chanishin says he's wrong, Yeshemi Lesmach. Mice, we wrote two letters from Kantonievsky, and we asked him what exactly is Pshat in the Avon of the time of the crow. Are you saying in Be'etzer, the Lochi is the Chanish holders, also you cannot use a sakin over here? However, Yeshem Melisrach upon the Mishmur, the Taz to be Mekel? Or Fakert? Be'etzer, is to your Graf Shari. Graf Shari, you have a right to metal to be a dime 100%. That's a Lochi, take out the rat, be a dime, no problem. As Chumru Shaboy, Because you get a lot of sugar that's hot, you do as chumrush boy. Come on, do a case of tiltum and sad. That means even though you have a right to be dying, it's been machmen, use a case of an napkin, use a case of a sakin. He wrote back to us, kavnosoi lahachmir. That means not like seven different from quote, that the Chanish says we go like the Taz. Forget, we do not go like the Taz. But lechumah, that even if a head is graf shum e, still come on, do a case of tiltum and sad. And therefore, the Aruch HaShabbos, before it printed the Sefer Muksa, we showed him the letters. And therefore, now he writes in his footnotes, Aruch HaShabbos, the Pchaim Kanievsky says it's coming to Chumrah. They're not saying we got the Pchaim Kanievsky from. This is from the Chabur over here. The Ma'ase said, we wrote these letters over here. That Tiltum and Tzad Fakert is also with Sefer Muksa, except as the Chumrah's Graf Shuri. What? He cleans up with Tiltum and Tzad, but with together the Sugar Graf. You have to realize, it's a Chiddush over here. It's not Tiltum and Tzad that Tzorch Tov Ehete, Tzorch Tov Ehisser, so either you can say Pshat in time to call is Michoshiv in the Mishnah Berurah, or you can tell me no, Tiltum and Tzad Tzorch Tov Ehisser still a Kal Chal Tchila is better than Tiltum Yadayim. The two ways to understand what was Michoshiv for, Michoshiv for the Mishnah Berurah, but no, Michoshiv still is better Tiltum and Tzad. We spoke out, we learned Graf Shvi, we had six Nafkaminas, we had Hotru Dechuyah, this is one of the Nafkaminas.
At least it doesn't hold it to the
Erech. Right, right, they don't say, right. That means it comes out over here, then the Chanish argues with the Taz, but it came on with Chumra, even my case of Graf Shuri, still do a case of Tiltum and Tzad.
Doesn't it happen that you have to be Machmi Graf Shuri?
Doesn't it start with Graf Shuri? That's not. No, you can say that, that's not what he said. You can say that. You might say after you see the Kilis Yaakov and the Orchis Abeinu, he brings down this Tzad in the time of the call. Others bring down this Tzad also. Now, the Maisa, how do you answer the Taz? Again, there are those arguing the Taz, either argue with Tzad, either Chaznish, but he holds Maisa as Tiltum Mukso. Or you can argue inside the grass, you have the Richter, or you have Steerers. We have 3 points. The Maaseh, how do you answer the Taz, the Chuyah of Steerer? Says the Shaiti in the last one by us in Simon Shin Yin Aleph, and also the Shaiti in Simon Shin Ches of Kon Tzadikei, he said, I'll answer up in the Purim Godim and Nishmas Odom. I'll quote two Gelech Renim. He says, why are you putting away the Purim and the Psalms from the table over here? Serf Mekaimoi. It's Tiltum Matzad, Serf Tovahetter. I want to put my plate down over here. I want to put my plate. That's cool. Sarach Mekoyman, Sarach Tov Ehetter. And therefore, right, this Teres Nazir Shimshin and the Yavis before, they say it depends on why you're pushing something away. But in the case when you're pushing the mace away, inside the mace. Take pushing the chomets away, inside the chomets, that's Tiltum and Sarach Tov Ehisser. You're pushing away the perum over here, pushing away why? Inside you want to put a plate here, definitely get it, Sarach Tov Ehetter. And the Yavis says to Shami, what? No. That's the makom underneath the mace. That's a case of Tiltum and Tzad still. You're not picking, you're picking up the bed. I want to move the bed away, right? To get the thing underneath. Here, I have clippers over here. I take a knife to move it. I just said that. The Shaitzian said, I'm coming to answer the Behita, right? The Shaitzian says, I'm coming to answer the Behita when it does. Shaitzian writes. What does Shaitzian say? We act correctly. We the Shaitzian. He says that. Shaitzian is a kind of chayyus shinches. So, and they point out, "Can the Shami Yosef say about him? Mechoy mishvuyes l'shitosoi." Good. He holds what tells him the Sad Sarach Tov Ehetter means. It's a kilu when Malkum Sarach Shabbos. This Sarach Shabbos. Well, put my plate down over here. Never comes along that we have again the fundamental machlik is what the longest behind Tiltum and Tzad is. And this verse of Mishnah comes out pashas l'shitosoi. If you let it move your clippers away to put your plate down, Maisa most achrenim go like the Mishnah Berurah. The Taz after Taz goes to the Sivis, Nezi Yisrael, Shulchan Shloima, the Maimon Mordechai, the Archa Shulchan, and numerous poskim is banenu from Moshe to Orlesian and even others. They pass this way. Now, how far to take the story of the Taz?
And if you want the place,
if
you want just
to clean the last. Okay, we'll get that. Yeah. How far to take the is interesting. The case over here is you want to use a sock and take away the clippers. What about you want to use a glove? Is that Tiltum and Tzad? As it's from smiling in the faces over here, a glove is the other Richter. No, we'll argue the point. About a glove you won't gain, it's not called Tiltum and Tzad. If so, what's the case of a napkin? Once you understand a knife is Tiltum and Tzad, Taz Mishavura, a glove is called Yad Arichto. What's a napkin? Is napkin an extension of your hand? Or a napkin, no, some of your Dova Acher, and definitely get a sock in
holding a napkin, you're not holding a glove.
Exactly, that's what I'm speaking out. Is that the chilek and name of your mortar? Well, no, it's the mice is still shapes them out with your hand and palm of your hand. Okay, yes. About how close, how you put the napkin around your hand. The mice of Schlossinger, I see they've been down. The mice wants to ask her. The mice wants to ask her and say, that's a valid extension of your hand. The mice are seeing when he brings down this halacha, this case is a matlas, this case of a napkin. The case of time and dekura, it says, ayyuday near. Which the case of course, the case of a napkin. See the Tula Shabbos, the banner, he writes a case of a napkin. Dr. Yosef writes a napkin. So the Chora, I think more the Sora is to say, the idea of a napkin is like case of a sakin. And then once you pass back to Mishabur, you'll have a heter, sign sakin, sign a case of a napkin. When you're doing Tilta Matzan, the Tzarch, the Makom to put your plate down.
Which case of napkin are you talking about?
Now,
holding something with a napkin or pushing crumbs away with
a
napkin?
Pushing the crumbs away with a napkin.
It's not shaping your
head. That was a question. And you took both sides just now. Any way you want. However you want to think about it. Now, to take a step further, this concept over here, we're saying Tzarch Mekoymai is Nechel Heter. The question over here is that you have to realize, Mishmur, when he says over the Heter, Tzarch Mekoymai, Tzarch Mekoymai, his words are whether in the Sekon Kuftez Vav and Shinches, whether in Sekon Vav and Simon Shin Yalef, his words are for its Mokum, for its place. Let's say, I'm not looking for its Mokum, I want it to be clean. I don't want the Prum on the table, because I want the table to be clean. I'm not putting my plate down over there. Something I want to be clean. Now, how do you look upon it? Do you come along a Taino? Well, why do I want the mace out? Why do I want the chometz out? Because I don't want the mace here, and I want the chometz here. Therefore, I want to be clean is the same idea. I don't want the crumbs here. And therefore, just like the Machmer says in Mishmur, in the case of a mace, in the case of a kono, or chometz, in the case of a kono, it's nichel geder tiltum and sad tzarch dover iser, taking away Purim would be the same concept. Well, no. The idea of tzarch mekami is this place. I want my plate here. I want the place over here to be clean. Do you look at mace and chometz as being a separate entity? Because that is really the issue over here. I don't want a mace over here, chometz here. Do you look at them per se? No, the problem. Or you say, no, that problem is the place. That means, what happens when Be'etzim, I want the place to be clean, is that Tzarech Dover Iser? Isn't Tzarech Dover Heter? So my sir, Shmuel Feld in the lake, when he gives a shiur about it, he wants a taino. Before the case over here, is mamish, word mishmur, Tzarech Mekoymai. We mishmur said Mekoymai, and otherwise to be clean, the Chosh Mi'asar. Who will not have this Heter. One takeaway is proven to be clean, my sir will not be mutter. Dike the words of Mishmur. You could say, as we spoke out when Luna Sugar Klishu Machl Isser, over there we have Shadow and said, Sark Gufa Mekoymis, Dwutta Mechamel and Sell Isser. What happens if you want to move a ham away from the table to be clean? It's not Mechamel and Sell, it's not Sark Gufa Mekoymis. Which one is it? We spoke out among the Swarm, I think 10 verse 10, simple bond verse, brought down Machlaikis, 4 verse 4. Look at the Shuffle among the Achrayna. It sounds like, could be the same question, being clean is not Nichol and getting Sark Gufa Mekoymis or not? Myself, without a heter graph, bring the graph to the side. Myself, the very commonly said the is question to a client to Scheinberg and to Rabbi Shlomo Eliashiv. They both answered the circle slightly, not moving it inside the muksa, moving it inside the table, is nichel geder of heter. I think over here, everyone agrees the mice is smoter. To be clean is not like the case of Klishamak Lisser, it's even better than Klishamak Lisser, coming from a different circle. The Loch and Simon Shin Lam and Zion discussing a lot of sweep the floor on Shabbos. This manazeh, since our cities are brutzer for tiled inside the houses, therefore the minigs you make will allow us sweep on Shabbos. Now, when you sweep things on Shabbos, you can sweep up toys, and you can sweep up garbage, zebel, dirt. How in the world do you sweep up mukhs on Shabbos? Are you allowed to be metatul mukhs on Shabbos? You're not allowed to. So, how in the world are you taking this broom and sweeping things up? Correctly, right, it brought down by the Ranakasha. How do you sweep on Shabbos even when it's Murutzev, even with Tatal Mukso? And the right, you know how? It's Michael Behemo. It's not Mukso. Come along, traces the Rosh and say, they're discussing why in the world a person cannot sweep on Shabbos, which is Makar to Aser. So, Ilan knows as Ashre Gumus. The word of traces the Rosh is why? Because it might come to move the offer. Says the Graz, what's about moving the offer? Says the Graz, the reason is why it's not Mukso. That means that those are tiny. There's a place in the Rosh and the Ban sound like the Baya of sweeping the Shabbos inside the Sugyo Mokso. The Maiso, then sweeps. And we sweep up dirt, we sweep up Mokso. The Hura, how in the world can you go do that? Whether you can ask inside the Sugyo of the grass is Yoda Rechto. Looks like you're Mizmach by Kono by Sakin, but Broom is Yoda Rechto, a Vadish be also. Whether you can ask from the Chaznish, he understands, what's being Messiah is back to me. Moving your clippers off the table with these Sakin is also. Who are moving a broom also should be also, because it's. I'm coming to move the mukhs on the floor over here. So you can ask whether from the Gaz, you can ask whether from the Chaznish. The Chura, I mean, Shainam pointing out Michael Behemo, how do you sweep on Shabbos? So that's him. One way to answer, so it's a Gaz, Lashitosa, it's a Graf Shori. The other way to sweep is a Graf Shori. Then again, about the big Shiloh, and we discussed already, what defines Graf Shori? Mokum di Yosai, where you're sweeping. Is it Mokum di Yosai not? What's the Gedda Graf Shori? Is Gri Nimos, or the Gedda Mois Gomer? What defines Enimos? Is this really Enimos? But this is what Mahalach, the Gemara says, the Esen the Raj, but the Ran says it's Mahalach. One tells us Graf Shuri. When the Chanish, how he answers the question, I mean, the Gemara answers Graf Shuri. The Chanish, where he answers the question, number one, he says Graf Shuri. And number two, he comes along and says, again, Lashitosai, the dirt on the floor is bottled to the floor. Command the Lesser, we'll come to go to welcome, they clean the floor. I'm coming to move Moksa? No, again, when I break the Chavis, Bekas, Dereisa, gain the food out, what's the problem? Here, what am I coming to go do? I'm coming to clean the floor. I'm not coming to move Mokso. Tell me the pool I'm doing over here. I'm cleaning the floor over here. So the Otum Chaim Kiyashki, but let's say there's tons of dirt on the floor. Mamish molly dirt. What's that? Can be brought to the floor? So the Chaim, yeah, there is no shir, no nafkamino. The Otum Chaim, let's say it's money on the floor. Can be brought to the floor? Chaim says, yeah. Go bottle. Come on, the less they come to clean the floor over here. The Otum Chaim is so, by the table, the same thing. By the table, I'm coming to clean off the proof of the table. He said, no, the table's not bottled, only the floor is bottled. You have to know how these things exactly work. But my son, I'm just saying, are you saying over here, let's just toss it again, that you have to tell me, what am I doing? I'm coming to move Muxo? Osir. Told him, it's not so, it says Osir. Coming to clean the floor, Heter. That's my son's motor. My son, his Avona, sort of beer, had to say over time, get used to saying the words, but still my son, his beer, had the Avona behind it. That's his mouth. Meister Rishonim, when they ask this question, again, the Rishonim this question, how in the world do you sweep on Shabbos, Tzad Sugi or Mokso? So again, there is one text among the Rishonim, Tzad Sugi or Graf Shuri. But says the Melchemes, says the Ram, brought down by the base, of the Simon Shalom and Zayn, a second Teretz. It's a Heter of Kovet Shabbos. The words of Melchemes, since you want a Dir or No, Heter of Kovet Shabbos. The words of the Ram, the Sugi and Beyo, the Heter of what Kovet Shabbos Hitiru. The words Alochla Meister brought down by Lavosh, his words also Kilo Mishum covered Shabbos. The Prima Kodim brings it down a couple of times, Tzarek Shabbos, Tzarek Yonav is Motor, and therefore the Shayat Tzion and the Bialocha are the Makurish. He brings down Alocha is its Motor, number one, Atzgraf, and number two, you have a Hetel of Tzarek Shabbos. The words of the Mishnah Berurah is Tiltil Minatzad, Tzarek Shabbos. The words of the Rishonim, the Ram, the Ramban, Tiltil Minatzad, the Hetel of Tzarek Shabbos. That means not just Tzarek Shabbos, the Hetel, it's two things, Tiltil Minatzad. With the Tzarek Shabbos, Maisa's Motor. Now the question over here is, what does he mean exactly? Again, the words are by the Rishonim, brought down by Gedolei HaPoskim, Tiltul Minatzad LeTzarek Shabbos. There are two ways to understand it. Is the side over here that the Tzarek Shabbos is Tzarek Dover HaHeter, to be clean, and clean Tzarek Dover HaHeter, Tiltul Minatzad Tzarek Dover HaHeter, Maisa's Motor? Or no, Tiltul Minatzad Tzarek Dover isn't to move the Mokso. With a special heter of Tzarek Shabbos, of the Kovet Shabbos. The Dibbe Yuchud, to be clean, is the Kovet Shabbos. Is it the Algemein Din of Tzarek Tov HaHeter? Or is it Nuchidish, a new Din of the Kovet Shabbos? Because no one says the word is Tzarek Tov HaHeter. The word that tells them itself is Tzarek Shabbos. Is Din Kovet Shabbos or Din Tzarek HaHeter? And I see that Chorim grapple with it. The Tzarek Shabbos and the Graz, they want to put it under the category of Yuchud, the Kovet Shabbos. The Rosh Hashabbos, he goes back and forth, which Mahalach exactly means over here. But actually, any Mahalach that you want to go with, either way you want to go with, we still need to have a Heter, but cleaning the floor, to be clean, whether it's inside the Sugya Tzarek Dov HaHeter, or the Sugya Kovet Shabbos. If so, Luchura, do you see any difference whether the case of the floor or the table? I want to clean the table from the Purim to be clean. Call it the Kovet Shabbos. Call it the Kovet HaHeter, call it Kovet Shabbos. It's the same thing as the floor. That means Pasha is no chilik, whether the floor or the table. Chazal will mat you to sweep the floor. You shouldn't have brought out loch lemaisa, kovet Shabbos. However, way you want to find it. The table is the same thing. It's the kovet Shabbos. Call it kovet Heter, call it kovet Shabbos. Maisha chords would be the same idea. Chords clean the table. I'm not saying the Chaznish. I'm saying again, the Mishnah Berurah. How he passed the local Meister. You want to clean again. True, the Mishnah Berurah says you want to push away the Purim for Tzarek Mekayimai. But father push away the Purim to be clean is mutter, like sweeping the floor. Meister be clean, but Meister is mutter.
The category that Chazal should make a mitzvah is Kovet Shabbos. Kibbutz, mitzvah Shabbos.
I mean, kovet Shabbos, not kibbutz Shabbos, kovet Shabbos.
Yeah, kibbutz,
chav bayis means any place in the bayis, not a floor, means anywhere in the bayis.
He has mishmaror,
that's not to say tzarek mekayim. That's the mishmaror, that's not to say tzarek mekayim. That either come from there, either means tzarek mekayim. Again, you have two options. That either means
tzarek mekayim. You're trying to say even if you don't call it tzarek mekayim.
Right. Yes. Again, the Rishonim would say either graph. You know what? Either Ravid says it is no enter. Ravid Tosfos, or you say the enter of graph. But Mishnah brings down both truths. It means the enter of graph and it means the enter of Kavod Shabbos.
All people don't bring down the Kavod Shabbos. Don't
hold
this whole
circle
thing.
I'm not sure. You tell me. You know what I'm doing. I just quote. So it comes down over here to clean over the table, to be clean over here. So Pashu and Mishavu, and again, that's what the Esav Chaim Kineski, not Mechad, the Esav Yashiv, or Sharmberg, and say, the Mechom, he says, the mice is clean off the table, it's beside her. The mice is Motan Shabbos, be clean over here. Again, before Shalokh, it's the Mishalam Adayin. Which now leads to another question. Let's say something is the Derech. That means, you're saying right now, the person can clean up the table, because it's Totem Mitzah, so I've done with the Kovat Shabbos. Let's say a person does something that's a derech to do something, is that called tiltum etzad or not tiltum etzad? Meaning Rashi in Nachum Gilman Bay says, what is tiltum etzad? Words of Rashi is kla'achiyad. Case of a shinoi. Let's say during the week you clean up the table using a napkin. Clean up the table using a knife. Is that tiltum etzad? Is that a shinoi? And they'll have etter? Or no, I always do it during the week that way. They want Shabbos, not tiltum etzad. That means what happens when a tiltum etzad is the derech? How do you look upon it? That means, is it Me'iri of the Sugi Dachom Lamedzayin? The guys want time, if that's a derech, how do we call it Tiltum Atzad? The words of Rash Tiltum Atzad is not the derech, till Achiyah, the case of Mishinoi. Shlomo Zalman, he discusses by the case of Garguim, the reason why picking up a child with Iraq inside is not Tiltum Atzad. You know why? Because that's the derech. At Tiltum Atzad, we don't have a heter in the case of the derech over here. I asked by the case of a Sakin. So you know why? It must be, it is a case, it is a Shina, it's not the Derech. The second, it's fine, we'll stop by step. Exactly. That's what I'm leading to. The mice that come down over here, that the Trump Zalman says, picking up a child, the mice is Nichol Geder Derech, go ahead, Tiltum Atzad. Mashek, and he says, the case over here, Sakin, it's a Shina. Agam, he does say, opening up a refrigerator door, he says, what's that there? I'm looking at things on it. He says, Tiltum Atzad. For him, not sure why. For that's the derech over here. Yishlo, the Yishlo Chalik. The Shabbos also wants to be machmir the case of a derech. He gets involved with depends if you have the base kibble over here, and you're pacing the evidence side, whether you're holding it, one mice wants to ask, one wants to matter. Mice, those want to build upon the lumdus of Rashi, Klachiyad, is the definition of Tiltum Atzad. If it's a derech, mice, it's also. Lechura, the couple of Shtakim occurs say that something that's a derech, the mice is mutter. One is, how do we sweep during the week? We take a broom. That'll clear the case of a derech. Says Ramban, says Iran, says the Beis Yosef, says the Lavush, says the people Gomez, says the Mishabruah, it's called Tiltum Atzad. The Heter might be the Kavod Shabbos, cover the Heter, either way you want. The Sevkal said they're calling it Tiltum Atzad. Tiltum Atzad. Va'id, the Loch we learn in Simon raised some of love at the end. The person has his money pouch upon him. The Loch is when he comes from Erev Shabbos to Shabbos. That means the derech was to wear it on Erev Shabbos. He's coming from Erev Shabbos. You may call it wearing it. Says the Mishnah, I am Bialocha, cause the Sivas, that's called Tiltum Min Atzad.
What do you do with Rashi? Rashi says this.
We'll try and answer that. We'll try and answer that. Hashem. But first, the Yisrael Chibayi, the money pouch, that's Derech Chalikot carry it, and yet, Varai is coming from Mechol, yet Mishnah is calling it Tiltum Min Atzad. So maybe the answer, what defines Tiltum Min Atzad, could be that something that's a Derech, the Maisha will not have that term. But I think there are two ways how to carry something, what defines the definition of derech. That means, for example, let's take a soccer ball, or for the Israelis, a football, right? Same thing. You have a soccer ball. Is it derech to go kick it? 100% derech to go kick it. But what if taking it place to place, what would you do? Kick it or you carry it in your hand? Can't be a dayan. That means the normal way to carry it from place to place is be a dayan. So kicking is not the way to carry from place to place. The act might be normal, but still, there's a case of Tiltum Atzad, because that's not how you carry it from place to place. The Gael Chor, the Sugya of Muksa, I think is the same concept of sweeping the floor. That's an idea, sweeping it is not how you carry it from place to place, that's how you gather things together. Gather it, make a pile, that's gathering it together, that might be normal, but they're not going to carry garbage, carry your hand and put it in the garbage. That means the derech of what to go do, to take from place to place, is be a dayim. So the way you're being metaltlet through your foot, which might be normal, but they get to take it from place to place, that's not how we do the things over here. Therefore, the whole being nichon in the category of tiltum natsat. That's why I think that's the sin over here of why a soccer ball again is tiltum natsat. Again, it's normal because that's not how you carry from place to place. I think if I sweep them, the same sin over here. Again, what? Who? Again, the pula is no, but that's not how you carry from place to place. That's called gathering it together to put in it.
Gathering is moving.
I know, but my pula there is. If I want to take garbage from place to place, what do I do? I carry it. I hear I can't carry it. I'm setting up to go carry it. No. I'm setting up to carry it. I'm moving it together to go carry it. That's what I mean. It's tilting on the side. The way I get the chavis, one object to another place, I carry it, be a dayan. I can't.
Now with your hand, with
a bag or something, whatever I want. But the sweep is not the normal way of doing things. Right. It's getting the idea of the chaznish. Tell me what I'm doing here. I'm putting the room, not coming to do the object. Getting the chaznish concept over here. That's called nichon get a tilt on that side over here. See, the cycle on this way, biscuit shuvas, they call the nichon get a tilt on that side. Could tell me a dustpan. Echanami, you won't have this hatter. You might get El come with the hatter of Gafshuri. One last point over here is when your friend cleans up the table, so he has over here a plastic tablecloth, a mop underneath, and then he wants to roll it up, and he wants to put it in the garbage. This mop over here, how do you look upon it? Is this mop of a maisel a case that is muktzah, because you're rolling up putting in the garbage, you have to come out to grab shuri? Or is the plastic tablecloth a case that is a tiltum natsad, and that you're moving it, and the tzadik covered shabbos, you have a right to go move it? That means you roll it up, you have this thing in front of you, how do you look upon it? Is the mapa muksah? Or is mapa heter holding muksah inside? Nafkamina is, you have to come out to the heter graf shuri, or is it tiltum atzad, sark dover, covered Shabbos? So his question to Liashiv, they bring down that he wanted to tie the nichol together of muksah. The case of a mapa, it's the whole function over here, is to take away the muksah over here, take care of the psalis. Mashek, you want to say, chalpami plate has its tamshis one time over after another. Then what tie you have no heter to roll up the table. Only tells you your graph. Salashani said the Chodeshani. What are you saying? Why are you saying that for? Mice, the end of the day, the map is a kliat over here. You can use it. It's holding things inside. Pashas, before, should be dependent upon the machlokes we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. All chadpa means, before you put into the garbage and you finish using it, what is it? That means you said, chadpa means on the table, using it about is not mukso. In the garbage, you can hear stark when mice is mukso, you can argue the point also. But before you put in the garbage and you finish your bench and no one's using it anymore, what's your plastic plate on the table? Is that really Shiva Kalim is really broken over here? And therefore you have to come up to the club of moving Shiva Kalim? Oh no, Maisa, I can use it over again. I can use the plastic tablecloth over again. Is it finished or not finished? How do you look at the plastic cup over here? Could be dependent upon that Shiloh. Good question. How do you look upon a plastic tablecloth? Maisa, practically not much of an afkamina, because when you roll up, it's only the graph in front of you. Disgusting. Move the tablecloth to give graph. The question, what sugya we're coming for the matter to take away this rolled up tablecloth? Fine, Ben Hashem, tomorrow, we mamshech, and finish off the sugya with tilted gufay. That's all.